un kufir aleph from the bed. Here we'll take I think a necessary license. Again, from the two dots in the very long lines, in the fifth line. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Tachlifa. Kelach shel kruv hiniach lano kava. Shinu olim v'yordim bo v'sulam. The use of the kruv as a vegetable that becomes great and grows well beyond its normal size is the term kruv is suggestive of the kruvim in the Beit HaMikdash. And I would imagine that the reason why a cabbage is called a kruv is because it does seem to have like a childlike face. And the curls, and it may well be intended as a suggestive metaphor for reaching Shemayim. In other words, the kruv, apparently an angel, the angel, the guardian angels of the galaxy, of the kruvim, and they're the same kruvim that are present in the Kodesh Kodashim, right on top of the Aron HaKodesh, from where Kodesh Baruch Hu talks to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mibein HaKruvim. The term Olim Yordim Bo B'Sulam is again suggestive of Malachim. Is the term Olim Yordim Bo used anywhere else over here in the Gemara? Not that I recall. But we know that the Chalom of Yaakov Avinu, Malachim Elokim Olim Yordim Bo, again suggestive of Malachim. Olim Yordim on the Sulam, right? But suddenly the Kelach shall prove Yimich Banu Abba Vayinu Olim Yordim Bo on the Sulam. And the father of Reb Shimon ben Tachlifa, here it's striking that there's two Nuskhos in the Gemara. The Nuskhos of our Gemara is Tachlifa. The Graz Magia Chalachta. In any case, these are names of Amoraim. There's Rabbi Shimon, whether Ben Tachlifa or Ben Chalafta, when he talks about what his father left him, his father himself, one of the Gedolei Israel, leaves him an estate, a spiritual estate of approaching Hashem, and that approach to Hashem is through the Gashmius of Eretz Yisrael. I think it's striking in the previous line of the Gemara where it says Amar Rav Yosef, Master Tanya Amar Rav Yosef. Never heard of her. Rav Yosef is an Amora, a Tana. Rav Yosef is an Amora from Bedisa. So the correction on the side of the page is Rav Yosi is very much in place. But the point is that the Gashmius of Eretz Yisrael is. And of the Tzibur Kulo of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael has tremendous potential. We just have to know how to use it. We just have to know how to appreciate it. We just have to know what's being passed on to us. We have to know that if a father is Rav Tachlifa or Rav Chalafta, that they're most certain to us the keys to Sulam Yaakov, to the Malachei Elokim Olim B'Yodim Bo, to the Kelach Shel Kruv. Are we going to grab onto it or not? Will we properly replace our fathers in this way? Why did I just say that? But why did I say that? Yes.
It was obviously, I didn't know. Okay.
Because that's the name of Reb Shimon's father. It's either Chalafta or Tachlifa. And with the issue being Mashi Hiniach Lanu Abba, the question is whether we will appreciate and adapt the spiritual methodologies of appreciating the here and now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in Eretz Yisrael, to see the kruv as a kruv, as agents by which we can reach Hashem, and to be olev yored on the sulam. This is the issue. Yaakov Avinu replaces Yitzchak Avinu with that dream. The last act of significance that Yitzchak does is sending Yaakov off to Laban. And it's on that occasion that he tells Yaakov Avinu, he nailed him, I'm going to be with you from now on. The others pass on the leading role of the Avos in their lifetime. Yeah, Avraham Avinu seems to pass it on with the Akedah, and Yaakov Avinu passes it on in sending. Yitzchak passes it on in sending Yaakov to Chutz La'aretz. As strange as that may be, but sending him off on his own. The sulam of Yaakov itself is a symbol of Khalifa. And the question is whether we're ready to take on the responsibility and the implications. It's here. Okay.